Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey. Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, and I are going to be leaving California today. We've been here for a week visiting our daughters, Zan, our baby girl, and Abby, our oldest daughter, her husband Chris, and two amazing grandsugars, Sophia and Symphony. We're leaving weather where it's been in the mid-70s, going back to where there's snow on the ground, and weather's in single digits tonight, tomorrow night, I guess. At any rate, it's been a glorious trip. I believe that every believer should memorize, not just read, memorize the first 14 verses of Deuteronomy 28. In fact, if you don't memorize it, you need to at least read it every month as a part of your daily Bible reading. If you want to make it the 28th, that's fine, but just get into it, because these 14 verses need to be as essential to our daily living as breathing in and out. Deuteronomy 28:1, 28:1, New Living Translation. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. We must fully obey and carefully keep all his instructions. If we're obedient to this verse, we get to experience Deuteronomy 28:2 in the Classic Amplified Bible, which says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God." Wealth with a sanctified heart is a blessing and something our Heavenly Father desires for us. However, here are seven reasons our decisions will decide our wealth. First, our obedience to His Word determines our wealth. Our obedience to His Word determines our wealth. God doesn't decide our wealth or the lack thereof. We do. Whether or not, and to the extent that we follow the instructions in His Word. Isaiah 119, Living Bible. If you only let me help you, if you only obey, then I'll make you rich. The key point of this teaching is how to become rich. So it's important to fully understand when the scripture says, if you only let me help you, if you will only obey, it clearly means we have a choice. Truthfully, you ought to personalize that verse. If Felicia will only let me help her, if she will only obey, then I'll make Felicia rich. When does God help us? When? Answer simple. When we listen to what He has to say and follow His instructions, when we obey the Word. Second, we must accept personal responsibility for our own financial mistakes and problems. See, it's easy to point the finger at someone else for the mistakes you make. However, doing so will most definitely prevent or delay our future success. An unwillingness to acknowledge or accept responsibility for your mistakes is most often a byproduct of misplaced pride. Proverbs 16:18 in the Message Bible says, first, pride, then the crash. The bigger the ego, the harder the fall. Oftentimes, people with an overly inflated ego will not accept responsibility for their own actions. When trouble comes, it's always somebody else's fault. A bruised ego, misdirected pride, or, well, they're both tragic and oftentimes reckless. Here, it's real simple. If you mess up, fess up, get up, and move on. Third, our decision to develop confidence in what the Word of God says about prosperity. This is the decision that will decide your wealth. It's not enough to be exposed to the truth. We must embrace the truth for it to be manifested in our lives. Thousands, perhaps millions of people were saved at Billy Graham Crusades because they embraced the truth. Yet, thousands of others left unsaved because they didn't embrace the truth they were exposed to. John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The inference to Scripture is actually saying, you shall know the truth, and the truth you know shall make you free. If you don't know the truth, then it'll not set you free. John 8:32, New International Version, says it this way. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We have a personal relationship and knowledge with God before. We have to have it before the truth can be revealed in our lives. This knowledge must become heart knowledge. We will never experience the wealth of God until we embrace the Word of God. Fourth, our decision to ask the right questions, to seek the right answers, and knock the door on every opportunity. If you were only A period, S period, K period, if you only ask. Matthew 7:8 in the Living Bible. For everyone who asks, receives. Anyone who seeks, finds. If only you will knock, the door will be open. I find it significant that the word ask is an acronym for ask, seek, and knock. I also find it significant that the verse includes an if only. If only you will knock, the door will be open. Why aren't more doors opening in our lives? Could it be because we're not knocking? Why are financial opportunities not coming our way? Is it because we're not asking in faith, believing? Perhaps it's because we're not taking action on what we know to do. James 4:2, New Living Translation. Yet you don't have what you want because you didn't ask God for it. An unspoken prayer will always go unanswered. Proverbs 11:27, Classic Amplified. He who diligently seeks good seeks God's favor. But he who searches after evil, it shall come upon him. What we seek, we shall find and live with. Revelation 3:20, New Living Translation. Lord, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in. We shall share a meal together as friends. If only you will ask, seek, and knock, you will receive the benefits of his blessing flow. Fifth, our decision to exercise spiritual authority. Matthew 16:19 in the Amplified Classic. I'll give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be what is already bound in heaven. Whatever you loose, declare lawful on earth, must be what is already loosed in heaven. As we pursue God's plan for our financial lives, the enemy of our success and prosperity, well, he'll attack. So we must be prepared for whatever and however that attack manifests. The great news is that we've been given spiritual authority over every attack and assignment of the enemy, any evil spirit. However, if we choose not to exercise that authority, it will be of no advantage to us, and we will remain where we are. Wealthy people understand how to exercise spiritual authority over difficult situations, to turn impossibilities into possibilities, and problems into opportunities for personal and financial growth. Six, our decision to give will bring the increase we need for wealth accumulation. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25 in the New Living Translation. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Truthfully, that one scripture says it all. If we give freely, we will become wealthy. If we're stingy, we'll lose everything. Deuteronomy 15:10, Message Bible offers a powerful word. Give freely and spontaneously. Don't have a stingy heart. The way you handle matters like this triggers God. You're God's blessing in everything you do. All your work and ventures. There are always going to be the poor and needy people among you. So I command you, always be generous. Open person hands. Give to your neighbors in trouble, your poor and hurting neighbors. The way we handle our giving will determine God's blessings in everything we do. Seventh, understand why God wants us to be wealthy. Understand why God wants us to be wealthy. 2 Corinthians 9:11, New Living Translation says, yes, you'll be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Once again, the scripture says you will be enriched in every way. It doesn't say a few ways, though it says every way. Why do you and I have money? Is it to buy stuff? To keep up with the Joneses? To invest for our retirement? Why does God give us the power to get wealth? God is the ultimate giver. He'll be sure we receive in response to how we provide those things for others. 1 Timothy 6:18, New Living Translation. Tell them to use their money to do good. They, the rich, though they should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. One other scripture, 2 Corinthians 8:9, this time King James. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. There are two different but closely related Greek words for rich in this verse. When the verse says, though he was rich, that particular Greek word is G4145. It means wealthy, abounding in material resources. See, there's no question. God wants us wealthy, but that decision, well, it's up to us. It's up to us and how we pursue his word, how active we are in the pursuit of it. That's the bottom line. That's the key. Hallelujah. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern from North Carolina, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts.